Do not be afraid, for I have told you beforehand. Many will be deceived, but you will walk in holiness and uprightness before the Lord. Your eyes shall be opened, and the Lord will protect you, if you will constantly look to me and will know when the doctrines change, and will not be brought, and you will not be brought into it. If your heart is right, I will keep you, and if you will look constantly to me, I will uphold you. The minister of righteousness shall be on this wise. His life will agree with his message, and his lips shall give forth that which is wholly true, and it will not have mixture in it. Did you get that, folks? When the mixture appears, then you will know he is not a minister of righteousness. The deceivers speak first the truth and then the error to cover their own sins, which they love. Therefore, I exhort and command you to study the scriptures relative to seducing spirits, for this is the one of the great dangers of the end time. I desire you to be firmly established in my word and not in the personalities of men, that you will not be moved as so many shall be moved. I would keep you in the path of righteousness. Take heed to yourselves and follow not the seducing spirits that are already manifesting themselves. Diligently inquire of me when you hear something that you have not seen in the scriptures, and do not hold people's persons in admiration, for it is by this very method that Satan will hold many of my people in deception. I have come that you might have life and have it more abundantly, that you may triumph where I triumphed. It's the cross where I triumphed over all the power of darkness, and I call you to walk in the same path. It is when your life is on the cross that you shall know the victory I have experienced. As you are on the cross and seated in me, then you shall know the power of my resurrection. When I come in my glory, the principalities and powers in the heavenlies shall be utterly broken. Do not be afraid, for I have given you power whereby you may tread down the power of darkness and come forth victorious through every trial. As you are on the cross, then you are victorious. It is on the cross that I've triumphed over all the power of the enemy. My life shall flow through you as you enter into these precious truths. Look to me and appropriate my life. Let your greatest desire be for me and your eyes turn toward me. And you know what it is to be crucified with me, then you shall live, and your anointing shall increase. It was not in my life that I walked upon the earth, but it was in my life when I was upon the cross that I openly destroyed principalities and powers. I'm showing you truths that shall come, that shall cause you to overcome, to have power over the wicked one, truth that will liberate you and those around you. You shall know also the fellowship of my sufferings. There's no other way whereby you may partake of this heavenly power and glory and reign with me. If you suffer with him, you shall reign with him. I desire to make these truths real to you. As you keep them before you, you will liberate many who are in bondage. You will have revelation of those who are in darkness and will have the keys to liberate the captives. Many seek to liberate, but they have no keys. Upon the cross continually you will know the power of my resurrection, that you may also partake in my glory. As you are willing to walk with me and rejoice in your sufferings, you shall also then partake of my glory. Look to me, for you have need of power to overcome the wicked one and the bondages in the lives of those around you. If you will indeed judge yourself, you shall not be judged. As you seek my face and desire to be cleansed by me in all truth and sincerity of heart, I will judge you in the secret place, and the things that are in the secret place of your heart shall not be made manifest into the light where others can see it. I will do it in the secret place, and no man shall know it. And the shame that shall be seen on many faces shall not be seen on yours.